A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Ayin Vav, Psachim 76a, pagination page 150. The Mishnah on the facing page considered a case where the Karban Pesach inside an oven touched the wall of the oven. And the discussion which our Gemara encounters is, was the wall of the oven hot, or was the wall of the oven cold at the time of contact? Which introduces an important principle regarding laws of kashrus. If you have something that's kosher that comes in contact with something that's not kosher, so if they're both cold, in many cases we can disregard the contact, because nothing significant occurs as a result of that contact. Obviously, if there's liquids or something, they're going to be mixtures. But if you're dealing with two solids, they're both very clean and dry, etc., and they're not hot. So then cold to cold, there are cases where the contact can actually be disregarded. Take, for example, a piece of raw chicken or meat, fleishiks, that falls in to a pot of cold milk. If everything in this encounter is cold, it is possible that we will simply say, take the chicken meat out of the milk, wash it off, and because the chicken meat is raw and cold, slimy, you can simply rinse it off, and there will be no milk residue in the meat chicken. And there was no transfer of taste either, because it was cold, cold and cold. Question is, if one of them is hot and one of them is cold, do we look dominantly at the top one, the one that's moving, or do we look dominantly at the bottom one, the one that is stable? If you look at the third line of the daf, Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, Shmuel Omar Tato'o Govar. Shmuel says the bottom one is the dominant. And that's what we're going to ask primarily. Is the bottom one the one that's hot, or is the bottom one the one that's cold? Drop down to the first wide line at the end of the line, Tanya Kavase de Shmuel. We learnt like Shmuel. Cham l'socham osur. If you have hot going into hot, it's forbidden. This transfer of taste, so you would have milk and meat mixing in the case that we gave. V'chein tzonin shenosan l'socham, and the same thing, cold going into hot, osur, because the bottom one is the dominant one, and it's considered a relationship of heat, because the bottom one is hot. Cham l'soch tzonin v'tzonin l'soch tzonin, mediach. If you have cold going into cold, or hot going into cold, then all you have to do, at least according to the first reading of this brisa, is rinse it. Ask the Gemara, Cham l'soch tzonin mediach, hot going into cold, all you have to do is rinse it. I understand tata'o govar, the bottom one is the dominant, and we ask if the bottom one is hot or not, but keva dechamhu, if the top one is indeed hot, until it gets cooled off, it's impossible that it doesn't have a little bit of absorption as a result of the heat that it had. It should need at least a layer to be removed. We revise the braisa. If hot goes into cold, indeed it's kolef, it's kedei klipa, there's a certain amount of absorption, but not a whole lot. Sonin l'socht, sonin mediach. Cold into cold, that would be the biggest case of leniency, where you could actually just rinse it off. There are a number of other considerations that we take into mind when we have transfers of kosher, non-kosher, or milchik fleishik. We're not only asking the question of, is it hot? Another question that we ask, and you can see it in the Gemara, about 10 lines from the bottom. De Omar Shmuel, beginning of a line, Maliach Hareu Kiroseach. If one of them is well salted, that's going to make it as if it's hot. And there's the possibility of transfer because this item is very well salted. Likewise, another exception to this cold-hot rule is that kavush hareu kimavushal. If something is soaked together with the other thing, at a certain point it's considered as if it's been cooked together. So that if you left a raw potato with a raw piece of meat sitting in water for 24 hours, that would be the status of soaked together, and the potato would become fleishik. The Gemara makes a provision regarding the exception of salted, which we said could cause transfer because it's so salty. Necha machmas molcho lo. You'll see it on the next line. Skip one line, towards the beginning of a line. Necha machmas molcho lo. If it's edible, even though it's salted, meaning it's salted for taste, but it's not absurdly salted, it's not salted like for pickling, so then that's not considered salted. Sometimes we get the question, cucumber salad, it's salty, it's sharp. The question is it edible? If it's edible, that's not what we're talking about when we say salted. Salted means it's salted in heavy quantity to the point that you cannot eat it the way it is. The Gemara introduces a story which brings this to real life experience. Hahu bar gozla, there was a small pigeon, denafa lakada de kimcha, that fell into a container of kutach, of a milchik dip that was known to be sharp. Shaye rav chinina bere derava mipashrunya, and this rabbi permitted it, and he did not consider it a mixture of bird and milchik, fleishik and milchik. Amar Rava, Rava said, Man chakim lemeshu milsa kiha, ilav Rav Chinna b'rei d'rava mipashrunya. It could only have been this rabbi, Rav Chinna b'rei d'rava mipashrunya, who could have realized to allow the bird and the kusach, and to realize that there was no transfer. The Gava Rabahu, because he's a great person. The only prohibition that we dealt with was when it cannot be eaten because of its saltiness. Hi, but the kutach, it's a dip. Necha machmas malcho, it's definitely eaten despite its saltiness. The Gemara makes another little provision here to keep in mind when you're ready to paskin all your kitchen shilas. Vahani mili chai. This only applies if it's raw. Avotzli bo'i klipa, but if it has been roasted, it will need a degree of cutting off the surface. Excuse me. Velo amron eladeles be pili. We're only talking that it doesn't have cracks. Avol is be pili osur, but if it has cracks, then it's going to be prohibited. For example, if you have chicken that's been cooked, so then it starts getting crevices. It doesn't have the smooth, slimy surface that raw chicken, chicken cutlets, chicken regular, the raw is like slimy that you could actually wash off whatever milk touched it. But once it's been cooked, it has pili, it has holes, crevices, and then the liquid is getting in there, and that's not acceptable. The metuvel betavli osur, and likewise, if it's been affected by spices, that also softens the surface, and it will absorb. So those are also conditions that we have to keep in mind. Basic principle, though, which is the starting point, is to ask, was it hot? Was it cold? And if one of them was hot and one of them was cold, we're more looking at the one that's dominant, as in the bottom one, the one that's stable, and not as much at the one that's being introduced. However, we made a condition, ad miyakir le, Efsha de la bola purta, even if the bottom one is cold, but if the top one is hot as it comes in, it certainly does do some level of transfer until it finally cools down. And again, salty, soaked together are things to keep in mind. And also, if the item is raw or not, if it has crevices or if it's been softened by spices. Yeshikoach, have a wonderful day.